Lake Bell. You might not know her, but she is going to be absolutely huge over the next while. She's made a few kind of guest appearances over the years in TV shows like ER, The Practice. She had a stint on Boston Legal as a series regular, and also on How to Make It in America and New Girl as well, which everybody loves and of course is on RT. But she really made it big and came to everybody's attention about 2 years ago when she made a film called In a World. She directed it, she wrote it, and she starred in it. It was all about voiceover artist and sound effect girl who wanted to emulate her dad and also eclipse her dad, who was the world's best voiceover artist for movie trailers. So that is why it's called In a World. So it's this big battle between her and her father, and whether she's going to beat him, and also whether she will be able to get a gig in the industry when it is so male dominated. Absolutely amazing movie. It's on Netflix. Make sure you do check it out, because I was laughing all the way through, and it's very, very good. But she has cropped up again, and to right, she's starring alongside Simon Pegg in the brand new movie Man Up, which hits cinemas next Friday. I absolutely loved it, and I didn't expect to, and I know that's a big thing to say, but I didn't expect to, because I thought it was going to be one of these romantic comedies that just, you know, boy meets girl, they have a crazy day, do they fall in love, blah, 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 blah. The premise of it is she is absolutely falling out of love. She never wants to see a man again. She's on the she's on a train. She hears someone say, oh, read this book. This book will change your view on life. Stop being so negative. So she has the book. She walks out of the train station, and she doesn't realise that someone in the train station was meeting that girl with that book on a blind date. So this guy comes over to her, Simon Pegg's character, and says, hey, you know, we're meant to be on a date. It's you. That's the book. And she just follows with it throughout the day. And they have, obviously, some crazy encounters, some crazy things happen. And he finally, doesn't he realize that she isn't who she says she is? But it is absolutely amazing. I really enjoyed it. Make sure you do check it out. And here she is, myself and Lake Bell, having the old chats. Lake, thank you so much for having a chat with us.
Sure.
Really appreciate it. First off, absolutely love the film. But for anybody who's not been lucky enough to come across you before, oh my God, your accent in it is so amazing.
Thank you.
Where did that come from? Because obviously you lived in England, didn't you, when you were younger?
I did. I went to college here, so I lived in Sidcup and Greenwich and Deptford, you know.
Yeah. Which was, so, there it is again.
Well, when you say Deptford, I mean, you can't really say Deptford. You can't say an American accent. You have to be like Deptford. So I, you know, have definitely paid my dues and living here, and I love it deeply, and all my best mates from college are here. So anyway, when I was here, I definitely sponged a lot of the textures. And
is there any words that you kind of avoided because you knew that you couldn't say them properly?
The only one that I have trouble with, and by the way, I have a dialect coach who's amazing, and we are
claim yourself. Go on.
No. Jill McCullough. No, I love her. You know what I'm saying? I'm a dialect geek, and so is she. So we just, we're like instant, like best friends. I mean, if you've seen In a World, like, I'm really obsessed with dialects. So anyway, the point is, she and I would always joke about the sound at the end of hospital and the end of bottle.
Yeah.
So it's, we say bottle, like, and you say toll. It's like a toll.
Yeah.
It's,
I think we Irish even say it even weirder.
What do you say? How do you
bottle.
Say it?
Bottle. Like bottle.
Yeah, you say it more like we do.
Yeah.
So anyway, bottle is like a weird, like strange thing. So anyway, anytime I had that TLE, I'd always be a little bit thoughtful about it. But it never really, it might have come up, but I don't know.
Obviously, that was an exciting thing to do in the movie, have the English accent and all that sort of stuff. But what else made you excited to get involved? Obviously, Ben Palmer directing is awesome.
Yes.
And had you seen The Inbetweeners before? Was it something you'd...
I had seen The Inbetweeners, and I was aware of Ben, but not really until like I started thinking about the project. And you know, I came into audition with Simon and Naira super early. I guess only Simon was attached, and you know, we auditioned in LA, and it was great. It was just from the get-go. We knew that we had a great kind of camaraderie and in the type of kind of comedy and the musicality of that we...
But that's what was needed, obviously, because it is solely based almost on those two characters. So you need to be able to hold it through the relationship.
Totally.
And the chemistry just kind of, I guess, runs all the way through, and you do fully believe it.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. So in terms of the dates and all that sort of stuff, is there any... what's the biggest lie you've told yourself? on a date. I once lied to say that. Yeah, to leave early.
To get out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only time I've actually, like, lied. I don't think, you know, I would sit there and be like, I don't know. I'm happily married.
I'm a marine biologist.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, interesting. Well, I have played a marine biologist on TV, yeah. So technically,
I can claim all those things.
Yeah.
Obviously, you mentioned In a World, absolutely amazing. I saw it last year. Fell in love with it. If anybody hasn't seen it, make sure they check it out on Netflix, because it is there.
Nice one. Thanks.
What an incredible project, though. Like, where did you kind of initially think about going into that and making that and writing that?
The inception of the idea was really just from a conversation. It was very organic. I had always been obsessed with voiceover, and I love movie trailers, and I'd always love to be like in a world, and I always thought, why? Wait a second, I've never heard a woman say that.
Yeah.
And so it was just based on a conversation with a friend of, God, it would be really funny to see a woman take it really seriously that she's going to take on this world. And, initially it was just an idea. And then I thought, oh, okay, it would be nice to express. And I've been a writer for many years. I just never had done anything professionally with it at that point. And so I strung it into a myriad of other things I wanted to discuss, like daddy issues, father-daughter competition and all kinds of stuff.
Well, it was absolutely incredible.
Thank you.
So thank you so much. And as is Man Up, I really enjoyed it. So thank you so much for having a chat with us.
Thank you.